We are surrounded by noise, most of it artificial from a world we've already made, and seeking silence seems to be frowned upon. And then writes Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill, there is the sound of nature.
It's summer on the shore, a great time for being outdoors and for boating. Not necessarily time for peace and quiet, though. Some years ago, becalmed in the middle of the Chesapeake Bay on my sailboat, a large speedboat passed us. It was a sports boat, hot and mod, and yes, a bikini-clad woman was reclining on the bow. As it approached, the engine's noise was deafening. It passed by, and the engine roar could still be heard almost an hour afterward, even though the boat was at least 3 miles away. It's tough finding a quiet spot on the bay. In fact, I suspect silence is one of the casualties of the postmodern era. We're afraid of silence, as though if we allowed it to just evolve, silence would somehow do us in. In anchorages where boats settle in for the night, boomboxes soon blast full bore. In doctors' offices, emergency rooms, restaurants, muffler shops, there's often a TV playing loudly. We fear being alone with silence. I think we're afraid of what we'll discover about ourselves. At a conference in D.C., I left the meeting and went to the restroom. Vivaldi's Four Seasons was playing through a loudspeaker, classy to be sure, but intrusive. I prefer being alone when I perform my ablutions. Today, noise is like my shadow. It follows me everywhere. The noises dull my senses. There are two kinds of noises, ones that invigorate our spirits and give us energy, and those that dull our senses and turn our minds to mush. Occasionally, stillness overtakes us, and we can hear something in silence, very different sounds than the ones of our consumerist world. These sounds are ones of the natural world we inhabit as it goes about its own business. We're normally discouraged from minding other people's business, but where nature's business is concerned, being a busybody is a game changer for the spirit. On a nearby cove one day, I sat on a dock, typically from 5 a.m. until noon. Workboats are crabbing around the cove, and the rumble of their diesel engines and the metallic ring of their CB loudspeakers dominate the scene. I was there on the dock shortly after the last workboat left. The water was dead calm. First, I noticed the trees. A puff of air had made them sway, and with the movement, I heard rustling like a whisper. Like whispers do, they make me curious, and I listened more intently. The trees waved. Were they waving to me, I wondered? They swayed such that I wasn't sure whether I was moving or the trees were. A strange sensation, like floating. I heard splashing. Fish broke the surface to get a breath of fresh air, I guess. Tiny fish are especially noisy. I heard splashing all around me, fish going over the top. In one instance, an osprey squeaked insistently. One squeak never says enough for ospreys. They repeat themselves all the time. A blue heron growled as he took flight, grousing at some unseen intrusion on his solitude. Within this panoply of gentle and life-giving sounds around me and the swaying of the trees, I was energized and my spirit restored. I felt momentarily that I had come upon one of nature's symphonic performances. No tickets necessary, but getting there at the right time is important, or you'll miss the whole thing. On the Shore by George Merrill.